This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, we hear from Dr. Joseph Sanford, who works at UW-Platteville and also the Dairy Innovation Hub, with his focus on anaerobic digestion and the use of biochar. He recently updated listeners and viewers on the PDPW Dairy Signal.
Anaerobic digestion, highly beneficial for two reasons at dairy facilities. And within this reactor for dairy manure, we have methanogens in our manure. We're giving them the right conditions, and so they start producing methane. And we can take that manure then, and we can produce it into a renewable energy source. So that methane we can then take, generate electricity. We can take it and compress it down, use it as compressed natural gas and things like that. We're making it into a little bit more favorable conditions for our storage by reducing odors, favorable conditions for land application by reducing some of those pathogens, but still retaining a lot of those essential nutrients. Towards the end of my time at UW-Madison, one area I got really invested in is the biogas side of things and producing the biochar or in the anaerobic digestion process. Hydrogen sulfide is a highly corrosive gas. So in a lot of the equipment that we're using for processing this biogas, it could have, you know, really degrade that equipment very quickly. So what we have to do is actually clean up the biogas, help remove some of that hydrogen sulfide from it. And so there's a lot of different techniques that are used to do this, you know, different scrubbers using activated carbon, things like that, kind of on the back end of the process. But these are fairly expensive systems to put in. If you look at the operating budget for anaerobic digestion systems, generally we're talking, you know, 10 to 15, up to 20% to remove that hydrogen sulfide. And so one thing we want to look at was how we could possibly reduce hydrogen sulfide. And one solution that we came up with was using biochar. So what is biochar? It's a question that I often get when I start talking about it, because a lot of people have heard about it, but they don't actually know what it is. Biochar is a product from a process called pyrolysis. And so what pyrolysis is, we're taking some sort of feedstock, wood chips, it can be manure solids. The only thing that's really a condition, it has to be fairly dry. But then we put it into this reactor. And just like anaerobic digestion, it's an oxygen-limiting reaction. So it's an anaerobic process. And here we're heating it up to extremely high temperatures. So we're taking this dry product, heating up to temperatures 350 degrees Celsius to 700 degrees Celsius. And basically what we're doing is producing this charcoal-like material. And we're producing something called a syngas and a bio-oil. And that syngas and bio-oil is going to have similar, not exactly the same characteristics as biogas from anaerobic digestion, but it has energy potential in it. And so this is kind of another renewable energy technology out there that we can take this biomass, convert it into the syngas, this bio oil, which we can use for heating, for energy production. But then we also get this product called biochar out of it, which is the solid product that comes out. It looks like charcoal. It has a really highly aromatic structure to it, has a really high surface area. So you're kind of opening up these pore spaces. And there's actually a lot of uses for biochar in agriculture outside of what we're talking about today. Probably the primary one that a lot of people hear about is using it as a soil amendment. And particularly when we're thinking about nitrate in agriculture, it has a potential to really help reduce some of that nitrate leaching through the system. And things that I've been looking at, can we incorporate biochar into manure storages to help with odors, to help with greenhouse gas emissions? And then what we're talking about today is kind of improving anaerobic digestion systems. One point I would like to drive home is please don't go out and buy a bunch of biochar and throw it in your digester right now. Let us have a little more time to keep working out these issues. You know, collaboration with UW-Madison, UW-Oshkosh, we got a lot of cool research going on this. We're trying to work out the kinks and kind of get an idea of how we can add biochar, you know, some of the rules around biochar as well, with these crediting systems. So keeping that in mind. So just don't go out and just buy biochar and throw it in. Give us a little bit more time before we start doing that.
That's Dr. Joseph Sanford, assistant professor in the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville and faculty researcher for the Dairy Innovation Hub, on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.